The program for Friday, fellas. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It's been our pleasure to have you follow us this week, and we trust we've stimulated your mind with the truth from God's Word. No room for Jesus. That's been our theme all week long. Jesus, when he was born, had no room at the inn, and he was brought forth by his mother in the manger and wrapped in swaddling clothes. And that was his story throughout his life, largely. He died on the old rugged cross for our sins. He's gone back to heaven to prepare a place for us now. Jesus wants us to accept him in our lives today. We do this, we make room for him, and we repent and are baptized for the remission of our sins, according to Acts 2, verse 38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit. So when we repent and are baptized, Jesus comes into our lives to live in the person of the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, we read, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. So when we repent and are baptized, the Holy Spirit comes in, and Jesus dwells in our hearts by faith as we live for him who died for us. Yes, God takes his abode and place in our lives. We become the temple of the Holy Spirit. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul speaks about the unequal yoke and coming out and being a separate people. And let's read on down in the 6th chapter of 2 Corinthians. He tells us in verse 16, "And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Yes, he says, I will dwell in them, and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. As we make room for God in our lives, we become a temple, something very sacred and special, as we take time to make room for Jesus in our lives. He must be in there from day to day. We must not quench the Spirit. We must walk in the Spirit, but we must serve him. I find in the book of Revelation a church that had a problem. They were about to lose Jesus, and Jesus was no longer on the inside. He was on the outside knocking, wanting entrance into that which was supposed to be his church. I'm talking about the church of the Laodiceans in Revelation chapter 3. And in Revelation 3, verse 20, I find these words. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." The Lord is on the outside of his very own church, wanting in. Why? They had no room for Jesus. Earlier in this chapter, we find that they were lukewarm. They were neither hot nor cold. They weren't especially bad, but they weren't especially zealous for God either. And so he says, "I will spew thee out of my mouth." And we find Jesus on the outside saying, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." It's even possible for churches and Christians to have no room for Jesus. Jesus said, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." By their repentance, they would let the Lord back into their hearts and into the life of the church. And many today are in that category. Let's realize, although man had no room for Jesus, that he is making room for us in eternity if we make room for him now in our lives. I'm reassured time and time again by this scripture in John 14, when the Lord says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." And he said if he would prepare the place, he would come again to receive us unto himself, that where he is, there we might be also. No room for Jesus. I pray that's not our case. He has room for us. Thank you for listening this week.